Okay. Good evening.
Demene walachu.
Now, can you all understand?
Ahuna hulachu igabachu alloy sost honan qomanal engidi.
Zirundum tu nege sibeti amma avansa yendu bachadirra.
Yes.
Yes.
Aho no way.
Yes. Isini tayera miti?
Let him try.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we try. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We stand in awe of how great you are. We declare you are a good God. You are a good father. And we trust you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving our hearts. Thank you for letting us see past the veil into your kingdom. Thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, did you all understand that? Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about how I began in this. Everything that you see and hear about us doing, it's not because we're special. It's because we chose to place faith in Jesus. And we are just believers. I've never been to Bible college. I went to Holy Ghost College.
Amen.
He is the greatest teacher there is. He speaks to your heart. And you know. Oh God. And your mind begins to think. How can I do this? How can I go for the Lord? Tell your mind to shut up. Tell your mind to shut up. Tell your mind, I'm going to be led by my heart. The Spirit speaks to my spirit. If you are born again, you are a spirit person who lives in this body. This body is not the real you. This is just my vehicle that drives me around. When my vehicle dies, when my body dies, I come out because I'm a spirit man. You are a spirit person. This body cannot hold you. The body wants to do what it wants. And our mind needs to be renewed, the Bible says. So our mind can begin thinking like our spirit. Jesus said, you can do all things. All things are possible. If you believe, your head does not understand that. So I'm a young Christian. Excited about God. And I'm reading the Bible and reading the Bible and reading the Bible. And I said to the church leaders, I said, hey, when do we get to do this? When do we get to do what Jesus did? Jesus said, the works that I do, you too will do. Who's he talking to? Jesus said, the works that he did, you too will do. Just believe. Just believe. So I'm a young Christian. I'm reading and reading. And I went to the leaders of my church. And I said, when do we do this? When do we heal the sick? When do we cast devils out? When do we walk on water? When do we get to feed the multitudes with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish? When do we do that? Do you know what they told me? Do you know what they told me? They said, Tony, Tony, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, yeah, Tony.
Calm down. That doesn't happen anymore. God doesn't do those things anymore. That was just in the beginning to start the church. I knew they were wrong. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it.
Yes.
That ends it. God says it, I believe it. God says it, I believe it. If he said I could lay hands on the sick, and the sick would recover, then I believe it. So we had a man come from South America to our church. And this man said, I am from Guyana, South America. The people in Guyana need missionaries. Will any of you come to help our people? I was sitting there listening to that. And I got in my heart. I said, God, are you calling me to go? My spirit was jumping. My spirit was jumping. Me? You want me to go? I'm not a teacher. I'm not a pastor. I've never been to Bible college. You want me to be a missionary? We did it again. I knew on the inside I was to go. My head was arguing with me. My mind is saying, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? You don't know anything. I told my mind, be still. Be still. Be quiet. Because I knew God spoke to me. Listen to me. Some of you are going to be quickened by the Holy Spirit right here tonight. Some of you are going to be, you're going to be touched right in your spirit. And God's going to draw you. And you're going to sense, that's for me. That's word for me. Where does missionary work begin? Right here. In your hometown. That's where missionary work begins. I was going out and praying for everyone. All over the city I was living in. I hear someone say, "Oh, I'm very sick." And I go, "Can I come and pray for you?" And people would invite me to their house. And I go, and I pray. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I just said, "Holy Spirit, I trust you. I trust you to lead me. I trust you to pray through me. Holy Spirit, I love you. You're calling me. And you will teach me." So I went and prayed for many people. I began to see miracles. Because I just believed. Jesus said I could do it. And I believed it. So this man came to our church. And I told him, "I will go." Two other men in our church said, "I will go. I will go." Three of us said, "We will go to this country of Guyana." We planned the dates. We told this man, "Do you know anyone there? Do you know any pastors, any church leaders?" He said, "Yes, I know one pastor. He will come to pick us up at the airport and bring us to his village." Okay. We made the reservations. We made the plans. The next week, the United States government said this: "Do not go to Guyana because they are killing missionaries on the road. Do not go to Guyana. They are killing missionaries on the road." But I knew it was God that spoke to me. I'm not going to listen to this. I'm not going to listen to what people tell me. I don't need their wisdom. I just got the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. And we said, "We are going." All of my family said, "You are crazy. Are you crazy? Don't go. You're going to die." When they said, "You're going to die," when my family told me, "You're going to die," I said, "No, I'm not. I will not die. But I will live. And I will bring glory to Jesus." I did not let that word get into my heart. You see, words that people speak are seeds. And our heart is fertile ground. And we need, the Bible says, we need to guard our hearts. Be careful what words you let come into your heart, because they will take root. And I refused that word. I did not let that seed into my heart. We went to Guyana. We got to the airport in Guyana. And the officials there said, they said, "Do not leave the airport. There are bandits on the road. There are bandits, bad people. And they're killing people even tonight," they said. Now the pastor was there waiting for us. And the man that told us about Guyana, we said to him, "Are you going with us?" He said, "Oh no, 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 I'm not going. No, 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 I'm staying here in the airport. I'm not going. No, 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 you go, you go." So the three of us looked at the pastor and said, "Are we going?" And he said this, "By the grace of God, we go." And we said, "Amen."
Amen.
We got in a van. We got in a vehicle. We're driving down the highway. The bandits had cut trenches in the road. They cut ditches in the road.
Okay.
And they put nails and spikes in there to blow the tires. We're driving down the road. And we hit the ditch. The tires. So we pulled off the road. Out of the bush comes four men. One's got a big sword. Big sword. One's got a knife. He's got a knife. One has a pistol, a gun. And one has a rifle. A pistol gun. A knife. And a sword. And they come out. And they say, "Get out! Get out!" We got out. They said, "Give us your money, or we will kill you. We've already killed many people. Do you want to die? Give us your money." I looked at them in the face, but I said, "We are not going to give you our money." And they went, "You will die." I said, "We are missionaries sent from God to bless the people of this nation. We are not here to take from your country. We are here to give and to bless. We're not giving you our money." And they came after us. Gun, knife, sword, like this. There was an invisible wall.
Amen.
An invisible wall.
Amen.
And they hit the wall.
Amen.
Now, in the spirit realm, there were angels that were there.
Yes.
We knew it. Now, these men said to us, "Who are you? Why can't we get near you? Why can't we get near you?" I said, "We told you we are missionaries. Come to bless the people. You cannot harm us. We have God's angels guarding us right now. And if you try, if you try to harm us, the angels will pick you up and throw you on the ground. And these men were like this. They said this. We will fix your tire. They said, we will fix the vehicle tire. They fixed the tire. They got on the radio. They got on the radio. Like a telephone.
Okay. Radio, Dani,
they didn't have telephones then. They had radios. And they called ahead to the other bandits.
Okay. What is happening?
And they said this. There's a white van that's coming down the road. These are men of God. Let them go through. Do not try to stop them. Do not try to stop them. And then they did this. They reached in their pocket. Are we okay?
Yeah, it is good.
They reached in their pocket. And they took out money. And they said, here, take our money. We want to bless you.
No, he said,
then they said, thank you for not letting the angels kill us. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It began for me just with an unknowing on the inside.
Amen.
I should be doing this. And it'll be the same for you. It'll be the same for you. Hallelujah. You do not need man to teach you. The Spirit of God will teach you. And He will speak to you. And you will know that it is Him.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That began many, many years of mission work. We just came back from Mexico. Just 2 weeks ago. Ministering to church leaders, going out and doing crusades. And they told us, there's some people that are they're in their houses and they're too sick to come out. Can you go to the houses? Can you go to their house? We said, we will go. We went to this one house. And a lady was totally paralyzed from here down. No feeling. Could not move her legs at all. She had a car accident. 10 years ago, and she had been laying in that bed for 10 years, unable to get up, unable to walk. And we prayed. And she said, something's happening in my legs. I feel something happening in my legs. I said, okay. Let's try to stand you up. We tried to stand her up. She couldn't stand. We put her back down in bed. Now listen, when you're praying for people, Jesus promised healing. He did not promise a miracle. A miracle, it's right now. Bam! I pray for you right now. And a miracle, you get it right now. Right now. But God didn't promise a miracle. He promised healing. What's the difference? If you're going to pray for people, you need to know the difference. Are you born again? Are you born again?
Yes.
That means the Holy Ghost is living in you. He's not going to leave you. He will never leave you. He will never leave you. He's in you. And every time you put your hand on someone, He flows through you. Every time. Every time. It's. The Spirit of God. And He goes right to work. Fixing the person. It may be an hour, may be a day, may be a week. That's not our part. Our part is to believe and lay hands. That's it. You believe and you lay hands. We said after we prayed for this lady, we're going to come back and pray for her again 2 days later. 2 days later, we went to her house. We went inside and there was someone in there. There was someone in her house. And we said, where is this lady we prayed for? Now watch this. The lady in the house said, oh, the lady you prayed for? She's out shopping.
Yes.
She went shopping. That is healing. That's the Spirit of God in you. When you pray for someone and you don't see anything, do not say nothing happened. That's bad seed. No. Every time you pray and you believe, something is happening. Every time. Hallelujah. Only believe. Woo! I tell you the truth. I've been all over the world. 40, 50 different nations. I tell you the truth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He's the same. And He will flow through you. If you are born again, He will flow through you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't believe that's true, then you will see nothing. If you believe it's true, I want to pray for you. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Releasing life.
Amen.
It may be tomorrow. Before he realizes what just happened to him. Ooh. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the scripture. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
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 All right. Luke.
Lala.
Luke chapter 1. Verse 37 and 38. An angel came to Mary to tell her that she was going to bear the Christ child. Her head is thinking, how is this going to happen? I've never known a man. She had to tell her mind, be still. Verse 37 says, this is the word that was given to her. For with God, nothing will be impossible. You know what that means? I have studied and studied and studied that scripture. You know what it means? It means that no word coming from God to you will ever come without power to perform that word in you. Bible calls a word seed. And every word that comes to you from God comes as a seed right to your heart. Another word for seed is called spermata. Spermata. Spermata.
Okay.
What that means is that seed, that word from God, will make you pregnant. The word from God comes from God to make you pregnant. Now you women understand being pregnant. The women. Right? But the men. What about men? Do you understand being pregnant? Has there any man here ever been pregnant? Huh? No.
No.
I had a dream once. And in the dream, I was pregnant. And I was almost ready to bring forth the baby. And I woke up and went, whoa! I said, God, what are you saying? How could I, a man, be pregnant? He said this, I have made you pregnant on my word. My word has been growing in you. You received my word believing. The seed of my word went to your heart. And you received it. And you rejected every thought contrary to that. When people said, you cannot go to Guyana, you will die. And I called you to go. And you left my word growing in you. Until you became pregnant. And he said, you are going to give birth.
Amen.
I am a man.
Amen.
And I got pregnant. And I gave birth to the things of God. Not by my power. not by my might, but by the Spirit of the living God. He is giving you words. God is speaking to you. And He's impregnating you. Men, raise your hand. All the men, raise your hand. Say this. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me your word. Thank you, Lord, for making me pregnant. I will give birth. All for your glory. All for your glory, Lord. All for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to guard our heart. I'm gonna show you something that has helped me. And I show this to people all over the world. How many of you have a toilet in your house? A toilet. Does everybody have a toilet? Okay, I tell you, there is a spiritual toilet.
There is.
When people are speaking negative words to me, when they're telling me, you're not going to make it. You're going to die. You're not going to have enough money. The sickness is not going to be healed in you. You will not get through the week. These are all words that people have spoken to me. Negative words. Here's what I do. When they speak it, our words are spiritual. When we speak, our words are spirit and they go out into the atmosphere. So here comes the negative word. You're not going to make it. Here's what I do. I've got my toilet. It's right here. Everywhere I go, I carry my spiritual toilet. It's right here, right now. Someone says to me, you're not going to make it. As they speak that, I take those words. Say, you will not get in my heart. Someone says to me, you don't have enough money. You do not have enough money. You cannot pay your bills. Here comes the word.